UK MPs launch plans for radical, AUC-inspired Green New Deal. By Virginia Hale on March 28, 2019. Left-wing lawmakers in Britain have launched a Green New Deal bill which they claim would decarbonise the economy and eradicate inequality by dramatically slashing UK greenhouse gas emissions at an accelerated pace. The Decarbonisation and Economic Strategy Bill was tabled by Green Party MP Caroline Lucas and Labour's Clive Lewis, who presented their purposefully radical plan in Parliament on Tuesday, where it passed for a second reading due to be heard April 5. Our climate and our society are in crisis, but our government is failing to act. It is now clear that we need a bold and radical plan to fight the climate crisis at the scale that scientists say is necessary, said Lucas. To do that, we need to transform our economy and society at the speed necessary to prevent climate breakdown. We need to do what is required of us, not simply what is seen as politically possible. The deep green, far-left ideas driving the bill have been recently invigorated in the U.S. by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, noted Lucas, referring to the Democratic Socialist rep. For New York, whose own ambitious Green New Deal resolution was voted down 0-57 in the Senate this week. Writing in The Guardian Wednesday, the Brighton Pavilion MP said the launch of the bill could scarcely be more urgent, asserting that the UN's top scientists have warned we have just 11 years to have global emissions and avoid climate catastrophe. Lucas's alarmist claims echoed similarly dramatic language from Lewis the previous day, when the shadow minister presented the bill in Parliament alleging that the UK must reduce carbon emissions by 50% within a decade to avoid climate meltdown. The bill orders the government to plough huge sums of taxpayers' money into a 10-year investment strategy to decarbonise the United Kingdom economy and eradicate inequality with an employee-led transition from high-carbon to low- and zero-carbon industry, as well as demanding stricter environmental regulations. While Lucas claims the world faces catastrophe without industrialised countries slashing carbon emissions, enacting punishing green taxes on citizens, and restricting their freedoms, the open borders migration policies she and her party calls for would result in a massive increase the global CO2 output. Richer regions and communities do not have the right to use migration controls to protect their privileges from others, according to principles listed on the Green Party's migration policy page. These transfers of populations from low-emissions countries in the global south to rich nations with much higher carbon output per person resulting from the open borders policies advocated by pro-mass migration campaigners such as Lucas would ironically have the impact of significantly boosting greenhouse gas emissions.